I'd like to read from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10, and we'll have a short meditation on God's word before we come to prayer. Galatians chapter 6, reading verses 1 to 10. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Well, I'd like to just focus upon verses 9 and 10. I expect some of you are thinking, I wonder which verses he's going to look at this evening. And these are most appropriate for us, aren't they? Because often we do become discouraged in the work of the Lord. And here there's an admonition, isn't there? An exhortation. And that's all I want to do this evening is give a little exhortation not to grow weary whilst doing good. I wonder, has your church stopped? I wonder if your church is stagnant. Trust that isn't the case for any of the churches here. As we read the reports, we see that the churches are reaching out. But you know, some churches do become paralyzed at times. They lose their vision. They lose their way. Few come to the prayer meeting. Many are discouraged. Few evangelistic efforts take place. Little faith, little vision. Because the people of God are discouraged. And you often find that when the leadership is discouraged, the people are discouraged. And when the leadership are discouraged, often they speak unhelpfully to the flock. They say things like, well, aren't things going to wax worse and worse? And is it really worth attempting to reach out to a hardened, hostile society? Not exactly in those words, but that's the impression that's often given. It's almost maintaining what we've got because of discouragement. Discouragement has set in the leadership, and that often flows through the church. Yes, it is a day of small things, but we're not to despise the day of small things. And we're not to be discouraged when we see little appetite for the word of God. In one sense, we shouldn't expect anything different from the world outside until the Spirit works in them. It's hard when you see that in the church of the living God. But our God is greater than these things. There's many things that discourage, aren't there? Maybe there was a faithful believer you once counted on, and that believer is now going backwards. You're doing many good things, but you don't feel people are with you. Sometimes there's tensions in relationships, frictions. And because of those tensions and frictions, people are paralyzed, they're discouraged, they feel they can't do the work of the Lord. Sometimes you've been particularly kind to somebody. Maybe the church has been extremely generous to the person in many ways, but then they walk out on the church and you think, what was the point of all that? We've given such care, maybe given meals. We've loved this person in many ways, and they've just walked back. And the apostle says, doesn't he, do not grow weary while doing good. Weariness can come in all sorts of ways. Spiritually, you can become weary, can't you? Physically, You can become very weary. And then the apostle gives a promise, doesn't he? For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If it's done in the name of Christ, if it's his work, if it's his word, in due season, we will reap. And then he almost repeats himself, but adds to what he's already said. Verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. So whilst it's day, and it's not night, whilst it's day, let's work. Whilst it's a day of grace, let's serve. Whatever our hand finds to do, let's do it with all our might. Whilst we have opportunity, let us do good. And that's hard sometimes, isn't it? Because often life isn't rosy. Often it's the hard grind each day, the difficulties. And yet in these times, let's do good to all men indiscriminately, all women, all peoples, believers, unbelievers, let's do good to all. And then he says, especially to those of the household of faith. Yes, do good to everybody, but especially remember the believers. If the believers are encouraged, if you're being kind and gracious to them. Heard of somebody today did what I was saying, I'm not going to repeat it exactly, was a very gracious and kind act to encourage somebody in their church, and it took a lot of sacrifice. When that happens, when God's people remember one another and are really kind, that builds up and lifts up the church. So what do we do when we're discouraged? Let's remember the scriptures. Let's remember that a cup of cold water given in the name of Christ shall not fail to lose a reward. Let's remember that nothing is too hard for the Lord. And while we might not see results now, God is often at work invisibly, and he's able to change situations quickly. Think of Nehemiah, 52 days and that wall was rebuilt. Remember the promises. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Let's remember the exhortations. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labour is not in vain. We need to take hold of God's word and believe it. Now, I've said when the leaders are discouraged, the people are discouraged. So how do we encourage leaders? Well, I read something that was written just a few months ago in October by Joel Beakey. It was regarding the church and pastors, and he was really encouraging people in this article to encourage their pastors. I feel I can do this now, tonight. Many pastors aren't here this evening for different reasons, but those of you who have pastors who are absent, remember these words. Joel Beakey says this: don't expect him to do what only God can do. Maybe you haven't got a pastor here. There's a couple of churches that haven't got pastors, but you have a leadership, don't you? Don't expect them to do what only God can do. Don't have unrealistic expectations. Secondly, don't criticize him or them unless he departs from the word of God, and then do so only with tears. Thirdly, don't avoid him. Do you avoid your leaders? Do you avoid your pastor? Open your heart to him. Tell him your needs. We read here, didn't we? Verse 6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Then fourthly, Joel Beakey says this: pray for him. Pray for his spiritual needs. Pray for his bodily needs. Pray for his wife. Pray for his family. Fourthly, be a good listener. But more importantly, be a good doer of the word. Be interested in him, in his life. Don't just talk about your life and what's going on. Ask him about his life. He's human too. Appreciate his strengths and minimize his weaknesses. That's number 7. 8, look above and beyond your pastor or your leaders. Never idolize them. Look to Christ as the great shepherd of the sheep. 9, be a co-worker with him. Lastly, realize he will have to give an account for your soul. So don't discourage him. But realize also that you will need to give an account for what you've done with all the messages that you've heard from him. Well, in one sense, it's a little bit pointed saying those things, isn't it, about pastors? But it applies to all leaders. And in one sense, it's speaking about how we should relate to one another. We're all co-workers in God's work. We all need to submit to one another in the fear of God. We all need to pray for each other's bodily and physical needs and spiritual needs and spouses and families. We ought not to avoid anybody. We're part of a body, aren't we? But let's remember the leadership, because when the leadership is discouraged, often the church is discouraged. Pray for an encouraged leadership and seek to encourage them. And above all, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart.